So I'm from ICM in Warsaw, and we have it's already 8 years. We have something which we call Polish Virtual Library, and a part of this library, I think the most important one, is this mathematical collection, and it's very interesting because we have plenty of papers and books written by our Polish very well-known mathematician like Banach or Smoluchowski, Kuratowski, Sierpiński in this library. But the problem is like that because of lack of funds and maybe not very big interest in this subject until now, this library is based on a very simple MySQL database. And what we can do with it is only browse it and search it by author and by a word in title, the whole title. So it's not very useful, and it's not very user-friendly, it's not modern, and yeah. So in our institute at ICM, there is a group which is working on Yabda platform. It's another digital document archive, and our future plan is to move this mathematical collection to this Yabda platform. And already under this internet address, there are some journals, not mathematical yet, but quite a lot of them from different databases and very different journals. And there are this details of this Yabda platform is on a poster. What I want to signify here that it's very that we have these three elements in it developed already. So it's this internet interface. This is the editor for Yabda repositories, and is what we can see the system on which it is working. And the three elements are independent from each other. So if someone doesn't like Yabda web, can take something else. If someone doesn't like editor, can take editor from the Czech DML. It's not a very big problem, and it's the same in the Yabda repositories. So all functionalities which make the repository, like catalog and storage and archive for search, are not independent from are independent from each other. So it's possible to make own implementation. It's possible not to take everything, and it's also possible to implement them on a different computers. So for example, it's like that in one machine I keep something, and in ICM exactly on a big server is this tool for search it, and it's no problem at all. So the architecture of this Yabda is completely open, and it's possible to aggregate and synchronize many repositories. And what is important is that these repositories can be on a very different level of development. So it can be the one web page of one author, and it can be a very big database. Also, it's because during the synchronizing, we can exchange the information also about access about access. It's possible to synchronize this open access repository with license database. Yeah, so from other information, I invite you to my poster.